Here's more evidence that a real war is going on in Mexico. Journalists trying to cover the government's fight with drug cartels are in as much danger as those covering the hottest wars in the world. In some parts of Mexico, reporters have stopped even trying to get the story after watching their colleagues get kidnapped or killed. Others say they're now limiting their reporting on crime to official government news releases. And some say they report whatever the local drug cartels order them to print. Here's NPR's Jason Beaubien with the latest in his series on Mexico's drug war.
Hugo Alfredo Olivar Cartas was the editor of El Día, a small newspaper in the western state of Michoacán. On the night of July 5th, he left work between 9 and 10 p.m., telling colleagues he was heading home. The next morning, his body was found in his pickup truck with 3 gunshots to the head. Olivar was 27 years old and the 8th journalist to be assassinated in Mexico since January.
This record level of violence is really unprecedented.
Carlos Lauria is the head of the Americas program at the Committee to Protect Journalists. By his tally, more than 30 Mexican reporters have been killed or disappeared since President Felipe Calderón declared war on the drug cartels in December of 2006.
We only see these numbers in conflict-ridden countries like Iraq and Somalia.
Lauria says the drug cartels in Mexico have intimidated or corrupted the media to the point where in some parts of the country, crime coverage has disappeared entirely. As an example, he points to a wave of violence that occurred around the border city of Reynosa in late February. The Zetas were battling their former bosses, the Gulf Cartel, for control of the northeastern state of Tamaulipas. Running street battles between gunmen with heavy weapons went on for days, and Lauria says caused
probably hundreds of deaths, according to international press reports, and there was not a single line about this wave of violence, not a single report in radio or television that accounted for this, all these execution-style murders.
One of the first media reports of the carnage appeared outside of Mexico in the Dallas Morning News. The Texas paper said more than 200 people had been killed in a 14-day period. An editor at a daily newspaper in Tamaulipas says it's true that the Zetas control the press in the state.
Ellos hacen un enlace con la gente que cubre información policíaca.
They have a connection with the reporters who cover the police beat, and through them, she says, the Zetas send word on what they want and don't want to be published. She says the Zetas have a chief of press and even a sub-chief of press who keep tabs on what the local media is reporting. The Zetas are one of the most brutal drug gangs in Mexico. They were founded in the late 1990s by a group of Mexican Special Forces soldiers who defected to work for the Gulf Cartel. They served as the enforcers for the Gulf organization until recently when they broke loose on their own.
Vivimos con temor porque hasta cuestiones tan mínimas.
We live in fear, the editor says. Some very small thing can be misinterpreted by the Zetas, she says. You can have a strong story with a strong source where all the facts are verified, but they don't care. And in the end, they go after the messengers, after the media, after the reporters.
Contra el medio, contra los reporteros.
She says little things can anger the drug cartels. For instance, they get very upset when the papers use the words organized crime. At times, the editor says, you simply can't print the truth.
Estamos amenazados.
We are threatened. It's sad, she says. All we can do is look after our family and the people we know and tell them to be careful. Don't go out. Don't do this. Don't do that.
I have never been in a situation like we are living right now.
Another journalist in northern Mexico says it's incredibly dangerous to be a reporter here at the moment. What you write can get you killed. The criminals told him this directly to his face inside a police station where he'd been taken in handcuffs.
I was working. I was filming an accident. Automobilist accident.
He speaks in English in an effort to make his voice less recognizable. He says two men in plain clothes told him to stop filming. When he refused, he was arrested. At the police station, a man who introduced himself as the chief of press for a local gang told him that if he wrote about the accident, they would kill him.
They tried to intimidate and say me, do you don't love your family? No, yes, I love my family. Okay, so think about your family when you are going to write this. because we know where live your family, where you they know all about us.
They told him that he had been warned and there would be no second warning. Many Mexican journalists haven't been so lucky. Valentin Valdez Espinosa, a reporter at the Zocalo de Saltillo, was found shot to death outside a motel in the state of Coahuila in January. A note dumped with his tortured body said, "This will happen to anybody who doesn't understand." Others have been killed in Acapulco, Sinaloa, Juarez, Durango, and Michoacán. Gerardo Albarrán, a reporter at the weekly national news magazine Proceso, says the press in Mexico is facing a situation that's completely new.
Nunca nos habíamos visto amenazados a tal extremo.
Never have we seen threats at such an extreme level from organized crime, he says, as we have in the last 2 or 3 years. Albarrán is also with the Center for Journalism and Public Ethics, a media advocacy group in Mexico City that tracks threats and violence against reporters. He says that the cartels have come to completely dominate the press in some parts of Mexico. When crime stories do appear, particularly in the north of the country, they tend to stick to just the facts lifted from police reports and are routinely published without bylines. Every day in Mexico, Albarrán says, reporters and editors wrestle with what they can and can't write. And he says, one of the worst things about this situation is that there's no protection for journalists.
No solo están asesinando periodistas, sino que
not only are they assassinating journalists, he says, the immense majority of these killings are left unsolved. Like most murders in Mexico, they go uninvestigated, thus granting impunity to the killers. Albarrán says that in some parts of Mexico, residents have a war raging around them, complete with grenades and cartel members setting up their own roadblocks in the streets. Yet the local media are reporting on weddings, quinceañeras, and fender benders. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The drug violence has also hurt businesses in Mexico. Tomorrow, we hear about one that's booming thanks to the drug war, the armored car business.
The main thing of having a bulletproof car is when you look at the car, you can't tell it's bulletproofed. First, we try to strive for zero ballistic gaps, and then from there, we try to strive to make the car look as original as possible inside and outside.
That's tomorrow, Armored Cars on Morning Edition.